You wonder where they've all come from and where they're returning to, who they are going to see and who they belong to, what great adventures lie ahead and what stories they could share. Out of the mist from the countryside, into the early hour rush and the flashing lights of a city, active, alive. This is the final call for Flight 347 Nairobi, passengers for Kolkata, Havana and Bombay. A group of women in long red coats crossed the crowded concourse, dragging their vanity cases, lipsticks and makeup bag in hand, businessmen dressed to impress, trench coats to the floor, talking checklists, schedules and agendas. An explosion of sound and movement awakes the subdued morning hours. A stampede crosses this perfectly polished floor. An underlying sense of inner excitement, anticipation and a buzz fills this magical building. For there is a hustle and bustle, a secret place and underground. Moving walkways transport you about this world. Space-age travel from one bunker to another. Appearing at the end of this tunnel, a surprising space full of urban activity. There are long corridors complete with artificial lighting, shops, bars and restaurants that line either side. This is a 24-hour tide, an ebb and flow complete with homes, jobs and travel. An existence, a self-sufficient community, a habitat you never have to leave, all taken for granted as the arrivee buzzes in from beehive to shop to cafe. It serves its purpose and is seen as no more. Then the noise of the aircraft taxiing in the background of the gigantic glass and steel windows. People stoop and watch. Excitable children run to the window, hands pressed hard against the window pane. Moving close to their adoring public, showing symbols, numbers and colours as they pass, with pride as royalty in the carriages. A dance begins. Tails and wings slide slowly around one another, each fighting for the limelight. I once drove 40 minutes across the South Downs to reach the terminal. Not to say goodbyes or welcomes, but to sit and watch. Immersed in an ambience, watching the city workers, travellers and families with the sleeping children. All were heading off to another world, escaping the British winter or a short break from the bright city lights. A man appears next to me. Why is it that when I asked the lady in the shop how much she earns, she told me to go away? That may be a personal question to some, I respond. The man looks blankly at me. I don't understand this country. He walks away and I laugh. I suppose we are a complex nation, complete with unusual rules, codes and behaviour. A minefield of Morse, semaphore and tic-tac. The bright colours, the styles and alternative trends of the terminal are an amazing sight. Here you learn about communities and culture, religions and identities all in one place. No other place can create this. The terminal brings communities together, briefly in passing, but enough time to learn and dissolve into their worlds. I must defend the airport terminal, for it is not a lonely building in the middle of no man's land, but a place full of emotion and lessons to be learnt. It's taken for granted. What other place can provide laughter and smiles in its reunions and sadness and tears in its goodbyes? This is the final call for Flight 347, Nairobi, passengers for Kolkata, Havana and Bombay.